Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, evidence from around the world continues to grow that being in, on or around the sea and the ocean has a very positive impact on both our mental and physical health. There's a lot of science and studies centred around how this works and why this works. Humans are made up of 70% water, and salt water at that, like the sea. The sea covers 70% of the Earth's surface. So I suppose you could say that going into the sea is like coming home, or when you return to the sea, you kind of gain balance. And for many, as the tide ebbs and flows, so do your cares and concerns. Well, Cathy Dunahy is a freelance journalist and writer with The Independent. Cathy's a year-round swimmer, and like thousands of others, she firmly believes that amongst many other beneficial things, the water makes your problems seem smaller. So Cathy, welcome to the programme. In a nutshell, being in the water, a good thing all round, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think we know intuitively that water is good for us. And sometimes we might not know the science behind why it's good for us. I mean, there's so much on blue health now, you know, what being in, near or on water does for us. It lowers our cortisol. It sort of steadies our heart rate. It's good for our cardiovascular fitness. All that's going on. But intuitively, we just feel good when we're in, near or on water. And we don't maybe understand why. But something inside of us tells us that we want this, and we've seen in lockdown more and more people have been getting into water, maybe dipping a toe, then immersing. So we sort of know it's good for us. We might not know all the reasons why, but our bodies tell us, yeah, we really, really like this, so we keep going back to do it. So I think there's definitely something in us, Dave, that just means that we are so much of water, so maybe it's natural that we'd want to go back to it as well.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, 70% of our body's water, 75% of Earth's surface is water. So let's just take a look here. I mean, like, you know, the proven positive impacts on physical and mental health. We know about that. We don't have to understand it. We just know it because we've been told by the experts. And like that includes like rivers and lakes and canals and waterfalls, even fountains. It's just good to have water.
I think there's something about water when one of my favourite things to do, obviously, is swim. But even if it's just a day where you just look at a river and you watch the way water flows. What I love is when you watch a river moving, you look at how it moves. And it's not trying to, in a rush, sometimes it's in a rush to get there if there's been a lot of rain. But if you watch the way it moves, it's not moving things out of the way, it's moving around them. And I think when you move like water, you know, if we adapt that sometimes into our lives, I find that a very liberating thought, that if we move like water through the obstacles that come in our life, and we can see that when we go to the sea as well, the sea is so much bigger than us. It's this vast blue space. When you look out, when I look out into the Atlantic Ocean, it's just vast. There's no end to it. And I find that very comforting, that there's this huge space, that you're just this little person bobbing up and down in it. And it's this great ocean that links the world and all the people in it. And you're one of those.
Well, it's also very scary. But anyway, I'll get to that in a minute. Because let's see, what do you do exactly? Do you go swimming every day in the cold Irish Sea?
I live on a peninsula at the north tip of Donegal. So everywhere I look, from the minute I get up in the morning, I see the salty end of Loch Foyle, and beside me are just blue flag Atlantic beaches. And it's very hard to live in a place like this and not be drawn to water. I've always been drawn to water because I've grown up here, and I moved back here to Donegal almost a decade ago with my husband and my two kids. So it's very hard for me to avoid water. Not that I'd want to avoid it. It's just, it's everywhere. So I don't swim every day, Dave, but I see it every day. I might be in three or four times a week. In the summer, it might be more. So I might like a dip. It might be in and out in 5 minutes, or I might go for a longer swim. And I think if you're getting in for a longer swim, it's important to go with people who, of your own ability. We might stay in, we might swim, we might go for a mile or more. And it really just depends on the mood. Sometimes, you know, you just want to get in and you've been working all day, you've been sitting at a desk. I'm a journalist, so I might be sitting at the desk writing all day or researching or on the phone. And at the end of a day like that, I just want to get into the water and let the day just literally flow off me, just immerse. And I did that last night after a long day of work. I was really tired. But rather than make me more tired, it was like the immersion that you just get from all of those feelings that you've been, busy working all day. They just go and you just let them
okay,
go.
Okay, what about people who feel, hold on a second now, it's blinking freezing in this country, anywhere around the country at all, most of the time, even in the summer. So I presume, like, do you have a regime in any bit at all? Like, would you get in quickly? And would it take you, like, maybe less than 2 minutes or so, like, to kind of get rid of the initial cold water feeling? And then,
yeah,
it's just great.
The funny thing is, Dave, if you stand on a beach and you look at how people get into water, there's no two people that do it the same.
Yeah.
I'm sort of I think I'm getting in very gracefully. I'm not at all. I watch my husband and he just head down straight in. I'm more taking my time. I like to sort of when my fingers touch the top of the water, I like to just touch the water for a few minutes and just feel it slowly come rising up your body. What I do is one little trick, and it's one I learned from a really excellent swimmer. Just splash the back of your neck with the cold water, because it sort of stimulates the nervous system to know there's cold water coming, so there's less of a shock when you actually immerse. Now, the water is warmer now than it is in winter. It's 14 degrees. That might not sound terribly warm, but, you know, in January, February, if you're a winter swimmer, it's like about 6 degrees. That's cold. Right now, it feels balmy to me. So maybe I'm not the best person to ask about that, but that cold, it's very refreshing. Right now, it feels like silk. It's beautiful.
Like silk, okay. When you get out, by the way, are we talking about layers and a warm drink and a hat and all the rest of it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, actually, weirdly, there was a day last week, was the first day I got out of the water. I had the dog with me. He sits and minds my clothes while I swim. And I got out of the water and I could walk around for a few minutes just, you know, my swimsuit. I was grand. But that's the first day that's happened. Because normally, you know, if you are going to swim, it's really, really important that you warm up quickly. So in winter, especially, or autumn, you know, definitely. And I know the jury's out in the dry robes. Not everybody loves them. I think they're a great piece of kit myself. But, you know, put the layers on, get the socks on. I love to bring a hot water bottle, and I just maybe put that inside my coat and hug it against my belly. I might also bring a hot flask of coffee, and that's really nice, because also swimming has become so much a big part of our social life. When we couldn't see people in lockdown, we did meet up at the sea. We could safely social distance, and you could meet your friends, and you could bring your flask and have a chat. So it became almost like a shared activity where we could go to this space that was safe for us to go and enjoy it together.
Yeah, the whole group camaraderie thing is absolutely huge. And the focus is on well-being rather than swimming technique or anything like that. And that's really what it's all about. I mean, like, you know, to go to the sea is basically synonymous with letting go. And you've said it's like stepping into a place where you are free. I mean, how does that feel? Describe the sensations.
Sure, Dave. Well, for me, it's a very liberating place. You know, you let go of all the sort of the earthly cares. Like, let's say you've had a hard day's work. You just, you know, you discard your clothes. You're wearing your togs, obviously. And you walk in there, and all of a sudden, you're in a very multi-sensory universe, you know. The sights are different. The sounds are different. Really, all you can hear is your own, the noise of your own breathing. And, you know, that can be a bit surreal at the start. But when you just let yourself get into it, it's very relaxing, actually. I love the feeling of just swimming, switching off from all thoughts and just, you know, working, focusing on my stroke, one arm in, pull back through the water, watching the colours ripple through the water as your hand moves backwards. You know, you might look down and you might be swimming over some beautiful seaweed, which is multicoloured. You might see a crab down there or a small fish. Sometimes at my
a local seal.
Beach. You'd see them down there, but they're not going to come near you, you know. I might see at my local beach in Shrews, which is near Greencastle. It's a blue flag, beautiful Atlantic Cove. There's a couple of seals down there, and they pop their heads up and they just look at you. And sometimes you might just call out to them, and they're quite inquisitive. They're like, I always think they're like big dogs. They just sort of tilt the head and look at you and think, what are you doing in my habitat? You know, you imposter. But they pretty much leave you alone, and it's great to see them. I love to see the creatures and admire what's down there. And I had a beautiful experience recently of swimming over a kelp forest and just touching those fronds as you swim over them, and it is like another universe.
The whole water thing that I mentioned earlier on, I even mentioned fountains. One of the reasons I mentioned fountains is because I was in Munich once and I couldn't believe the amount of fountains they have all over the place. It's absolutely fantastic. And then they light up at night, and they do make, like, you know, people say that hearing water flow can induce the flood of neurochemicals that can make us happier and healthier and less stressed out and all the rest. The cold water swimming side of things, though, when you're up there at the Yunnan Peninsula, would you see it as a kind of a, you know, obviously the breathing regulation is good and it boosts the blood flow, and there's all sorts of, you know, higher levels of vitamin D to all the rest, and the social relations, the people you're with, etc. But would you see it as a kind of a holistic therapy?
For me, it's what I do for my mental health, for my physical health. Like, yeah. Obviously, it's a free gym, and you know, I quite like a long endurance swim as well, Dave. I do dip, but like for me, it's you know what, it's about physical fitness too. I love nothing more than swimming a mile and feeling my body tired at the end of it, and you know, feeling the power in your own body that you're able to do that, and you've worked hard to be that, to become that strong a swimmer. I mean, I've been quite open about this because I do think it helps when women talk about these things, the hard things that happen in their lives. I've suffered from recurrent miscarriage in my life, and you know, I'm in my 40s now, and you know, you don't get to you know, this point in life without having hard things happen. And for me, the sea was, it was a great place of healing, spiritual healing, physical healing. I, for a long time after those events, I would have felt, I would say I didn't like my body very much. I felt it had let me down. It had not done the job that I had wanted it to do, and I was disappointed in that. But when I took myself to the sea, I wasn't looking for healing. I didn't know what I was looking for, but I found it. And what it gave me was, it gave me the confidence in myself back. I liked the fact that, you know, I could swim. It didn't ask me any questions. It didn't judge me. And I was able to swim, and I'm a strong swimmer. And it gave me the confidence back in myself that I was able to say, oh, gosh, you know, that's great. You can swim a mile. You know, that's wonderful. That's what your body is for. It's not failing you. It's actually strong, and you're powerful in there. And it gave me that sense of myself back, which I think is so important. And women have all kinds of hang-ups about their bodies. And I've talked to women. I write about swimming in the Irish Independent quite a bit. And what a lot of women have told me their stories is of body confidence that they found when they go to the sea. They don't care so much what they look like in a swimsuit. What they care about is getting in there with their friends, with their community, and being, you know, having a swim, feeling better, having a cry if that's what they want, but coming away feeling better, feeling empowered, feeling good about themselves. And
well, then,
the sea gives you that.
Hold on, let's use the big word they're all using these days, and I'll get to it in a second or two, because if we're talking about mental well-being and stress relief and all the other things that it does, and there's sailing and surfing as well as swimming as well, and like, you're very much in tune with natural forces. It's a meditative quality that it has and all the rest. But you have worked as a yoga and Pilates teacher, and you've written that this is the ultimate form of, and I'm getting to it now, mindfulness. So how effective is sea swimming?
I mean, for me, yes, I've trained as a yoga and Pilates and kids yoga teacher and a Pilates teacher. I haven't practiced too much, and my work as a journalist keeps me too busy. But, you know, I think when you go and you look out to sea and you find this big blue space, it's kind of awe-inspiring. And for me, when you get in there, you know, and you just breathe and you allow your body to relax into that space, yes, it is the ultimate mindfulness, because people talk about mindfulness is, you know, focusing on one thing and doing it, or letting the mind go. When you're in water, you know, you're not thinking about the job, you're not thinking about making the dinner, you're not thinking about running
the kids. And by the way, you don't have a mobile phone.
You don't. You are totally in tune with what you are doing. Yeah. And, you know, swimming for me, you know, that focusing on the stroke, on your breathing, that is the ultimate form of mindfulness. And, the body's just moving.
Okay,
you know.
What about safety? Because, I mean, like, if you're going to Culdaff this afternoon, it's a blue flag beach, it's about 10 minutes from your home or whatever, near Redcastle, etc. The water's great and that, but there's danger all the time. So what advice would you give about safety?
Of course, like, we have to be really aware. And, you know, the one thing I would say, Dave, is the more accomplished a swimmer I've become, the more safety conscious I've also become. That's not to say I would have been, you know, lapsed about these things, but I think you are very aware that things can change in an instant. You could get leg cramps. So I would say, like, if I'm going for a dip, I might just get in on my own. That would be in and out 2 minutes, not out of my depth, right? But if I'm going on a long swim, the number one thing is I would go with people of a similar swimming ability, or I, you know, we'd all let people know where we're going. We would look at the tides. But I think being really, really safety conscious, always go with other people, you know. Swim parallel to shore, never swim alone. We would tend to, if we're going for a longer swim, we'd wear the colourful, bright swim buoys that you might see.
Yeah.
Just let the other you know, water users know that you're in the water after you come out. Have a nice hot drink, because it is cold and the body continues to chill even when you've come out of cold water. That's what happens to people.
Okay, that's fine if you're going this afternoon, but what about the 10 swim challenge? Tell me about that. You took that on.
Yeah, this sounds a bit mad, but myself and two friends, we'd been swimming all winter long, and you know, we just felt, you know, we would like to do something. There's a local the Foyle Hospice is based in Derry. It's something that's been there for so many people on their cancer journey, or, you know, at the end of their lives, and it's helped so many people. And they were having a fundraiser, and we decided we'd like to give back, and we decided we would do a swim challenge rather than, you know,
yeah,
typical run or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
We decided we would do 10 swims over 10 days, a mile a day. So that was it. We nominated 10 Donegal beaches. We sat down, myself and my good friends Liz Havlin Wilson and Jane McGinty, and we looked at the tides. We plotted and planned our route. We stayed mainly in the Shone, starting and ending at our Shrove Beach, which is home for us, and then taking it a bit further afield over to Marble Hill and Rathmullen. And everywhere we went, we met the swimming community in those places.
Yeah.
Came out to swim with us, to, you know, give money, to shake the buckets and help us. And it was a wonderful experience. I had to take a hiatus in the middle. I developed an arm infection, so I was on rest for a few days, but I got back at the end. And, yeah, it was wonderful. It was.
It sounds pretty good.
It pushed us out of our comfort zone, too. And that's what the sea does.
Well, that's what it does, yeah.
It pushes you out of your comfort zone, and it was great. It made us step up in our fitness journey.
All right, well, listen,
well,
you better step up now before the weather changes, because it's not too bad at the moment. So enjoy your swim this afternoon in Culdaff, and thanks a million for talking to us on the programme today, and well done. Cathy Donaghy, thanks a million, Cathy.
Thanks, Dave.
Good luck. Thanks. Bye.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.